நம் அனைவருக்கும் அனைத்தையும் வழங்கி நம் வாழ்க்கையில் நேரிடும் உயர்வு தாழ்வு நிலைகளில் நிரந்தரமாக நம்மை காத்து வழிநடத்தி செல்லும் இறைவனுக்கு என் பணிவான வணக்கத்தை சமர்ப்பிக்கிறேன். இப்பொழுது குறிப்பிட போகும் 5 பள்ளிகளும் நம் பகவானுக்கு தங்கள் நன்றியை இப்போர் பாலகமலங்களில் சமர்ப்பிப்பதற்கு ஆசிர்வதிக்கப்பட்டுள்ளவையாகும். இந்த முதலாவதாக ஸ்ரீ சத்யசா இன்ஸ்டிடியூட் ஆஃப் எஜுகேஷன் குரோம்பட். இந்த பள்ளி ஒரு CBSE பள்ளியாகும். இங்கு சாய் முறைப்படி முழுமையான மேம்பாட்டு ஆதாரம் கொண்ட கல்வி வழங்கப்படுகிறது. இரண்டாவதாக ஸ்ரீ விஸ்வ வித்யாலயா மெட்ரிகுலேஷன் ஹையர் செகண்டரி ஸ்கூல் வண்டலூர். இந்த பள்ளி பகவானின் உறுதியான அன்பால் ஸ்ரீ சத்யசா இன்ஸ்டிடியூட் ஆஃப் ஹையர் லேர்னிங் அனந்தபூர் கேம்பஸ் மாணவிகள் பகவானால் வழிநடத்தப்பட்டு அங்குள்ள கிராமங்களில் சேவை புரிகிறார்கள். மூன்றாவதாக சாய் சங்கல்ப நர்சரியன் பிரைமரி ஸ்கூல் அரசங்காலனி 2005 நிறுவப்பட்டது. இங்கு ஏழ்மைப்பட்ட கிராம குழந்தைகளுக்கு மேம்பாட்டு ஆதாரத்தில் ஆங்கில முறை கல்வி இலவசமாக வழங்கப்படுகிறது. நான்காவதாக பாபா மெட்ரிகுலேஷன் ஸ்கூல் மானாமதுரை. இந்த பள்ளி நம் பகவான் பாபாவின் ஊக்கத்தில் உருவாக்கப்பட்ட பள்ளியாகும். இங்கு வாழ்க்கைக்கு தேவையான ஒழுங்கு முறைகளை கல்வி மூலமாக சிறு குழந்தைகளின் மனதில் பதியும்படியான முறையில் கற்றுக் கொடுக்கிறார்கள். ஐந்தாவதாக ஸ்ரீ சத்யசாய் நர்சரி அண்ட் பிரைமரி ஸ்கூல் அம்பத்தூர். இதன் தோற்றம் சுவாமியின் உத்தரவின் பேரில் பக்தர்களால் நிறுவப்பட்டதாகும். சிறு குழந்தைகளுக்கு ஒரு கல்வியை நிறுவுங்கள், நான் உதவுகிறேன் என்று சுவாமி அளித்த உத்தரவாதத்தின்படி உருவானது. இன்று ஸ்ரீ சத்யசாய் வித்யவாகினியின் 4ஆம் வருட மாநாட்டின் சார்பாக சர்வ ஞானமய வித்யதே என்ற நாடகத்தை ஒன்று கூடி சமர்ப்பிக்கின்றோம். ஜெய் சாய்ராம்.
ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சாய்ராம். To the Lord, who grants us everything and guides us constantly through the hither and thither of life, we offer our most humble salutations. These 5 schools from Tamil Nadu, namely Sri Satya Sai Institute of Physical Care, Krompet, Sri Vishwa Vidyalaya Matriculation Higher Secondary School, Vandalur, Sai Sankalp Nursery and Primary School, Arasangalni, Baba Matriculation School, Manamadurai, and Sri Satya Sai Nursery and Primary School, Ambattur, are blessed to place our gratitude at thy lotus feet on the 4th annual convention of Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini Schools. The drama is based on the theme, True Education is the one which confers values and not just mere subject knowledge. The plot is set on the transformation of unruly youth by the receivers of value-oriented system of education. Today, all of us join our hands to offer a drama entitled Sarva Jnanam Mayi Vidyate. Alagarattam is a traditional folk dance performed in Alagar temple of the temple city Madurai as a welcome dance for inviting the temple city Perumal, residing there as Alagar Alvar. Now, the children will perform the Alagarattam, inviting our beloved Alagar Sai Alvar to bless us with his unconditional love. Jai Sai Ram.
Annual session of the WEC, the World Education Council, is underway in India. The council invites delegates from the education sector to share and harness ideas revolutionizing the system of education. Mr. Ajay, a well-respected member of the council, has just finished presenting his groundbreaking idea, tech teaching.
What a wonderful presentation, Mr. Ajay. You have truly lived up to the standards of the World Education Council. The idea to convert classroom lectures into short videos to explain the concept to students is quite an innovative approach.
Of course, when everything is getting digitized today, why don't we leverage technology with teaching? Why do we require someone standing in the class the whole time? After all, it is the same concept taught, whether you stand there and do it or someone else does it from a computer screen.
Yes, indeed. And the student can pause or rewind or even fast forward the teacher at their own will. This is the dream come true for many of us.
Tech teaching overhauls the traditional classroom sessions. Learning by the students happens at their own pace.
Sounds good. The student need not be worried about being ridiculed by classmates or pulled up by the teacher. In short, the student can be his own teacher.
Brilliant presentation, Mr. Ajay. Your software is indeed a breakthrough in the field of education. With this brilliant technology, you're bringing upon a paradigm shift in the field of education.
Thank you, Mr. Ram. True indeed. But I'm afraid I could not understand your presentation. Tuning thoughts, core virtues, personality development, character building, value-oriented system of education are very abstract terms for us to assimilate. Moreover, application of these in the day-to-day classroom will only make the educational process irrelevant to the competitive world that awaits these students.
I agree with you. However, education becomes complete only with personality development, with character as its key. An ideal system of education is one where young minds are molded into humble giants. It should be a conscious effort to develop noble character and cultivate virtues that are worthy for an individual and society as a whole. In fact, our ancient Gurukula system has always focused on education enabling the student to be an ideal citizen in the society. It is sheer character infused into his education that made a Mahatma out of barrister Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi.
Well, Mr. Ram, all sounds good on paper. Of what relevance is character, values, and such philosophies which you dream to preach the students? How will you even make this happen today?
One way to bring character-based education into the present curriculum is to make it a part of the literacy program by embedding character lessons into it. Inspire the students through the lives of good men. Tuning Tots takes this as its foundation.
Do you think character lessons should be incorporated in curriculum? It would be just addition of new chapters, which would be burdening the students. Trust me, no one would spend time reading this.
And also, how do you think this will bring professional success? Will they go and tell, "Sir, I'm a good guy. No one can be as good as me. Not even you. Now give me a job, please."
Character is the real foundation of all worthwhile success.
Those are just hypotheses, Mr. Ram. Practically speaking, these don't matter for either success or happiness.
Mr. Ram, we must say your ideologies are commendable. But they're not practically viable, you see. Hence, this does not meet our criteria of evaluation. We are sorry. Mr. Ajay, We are happy to extend our support towards your project. Since we see a great potential in your idea to revolutionize the education system, we will get in touch with your team for the necessary financial support. Thank you, gentlemen.
What a wonderful day it was, Devi. My software was appreciated by those delegates present at the WEC. You know what a remarkable success this is? The whole world will know my name. And this will be the greatest gift from me to the world. I will be leaving for the US in 2 days to set up the pilot tests for the software.
Wonderful. You have been working so hard. I know how much this project means to you. You have made a lot of personal sacrifices for this moment. I am so proud of you.
Praveen, what are you doing here?
Praveen, what are you hiding? Show it to me.
It's nothing, Ma. See, I don't have anything with me.
Praveen, don't lie. You have something.
Dad, what are you doing?
What is this, Praveen? How can you steal like this? You could have asked us, right? And from when have you started lying?
What's your problem? Why are you people creating such a big scene? You yourself said it's my house and I have all the rights to take how much ever I want.
Praveen, just remember whom you're speaking to.
Of course. I know I'm speaking to Mr. Ajay and Mrs. Devi Ajay.
Your father and mother.
Listen, you people never had time for me. Why do you bother about me now? You are nobody to stop me. You always wanted me to score good marks, and I always do that, and will do that for you. Don't stop me from doing what I want.
Devi, what has happened to him? I feel proud when he does well in his studies, but his attitude and behavior have gone off track. You should have paid more attention to him and the company he keeps. I expect that you will talk some sense into him. Get him in line by the time I am back from the US.
Why don't you stay back to help our son?
Hi Ajay, how is the response to the project implementation?
The impact of the software is tremendous, Santosh, and it is benefiting over 4 million students. We have a database of 1,200 short instructional videos, which have been watched over 2 million times over the past 6 months. The site is used by a million unique students who are collectively able to solve over 50 million cases with the help of these videos.
Wow, that's brilliant, Ajay. If the software could do so much in such a short span of piloting, I'm sure this would go a long way. I'm glad to have you heading my team for this.
Thank you for placing your trust in me, sir.
By the way, please meet my mentor, my inspiration, Mr. Ram. He was the reason I got into the education industry for the development of society. He is spearheading the value-based educational model in India.
Hi Ajay, we meet again. I'm happy that you have come this long in your journey. I'm sure you must be happy with your success.
Hello Ram, this is indeed a pleasant surprise. I never expected to meet you here, that too with Santosh. Thanks for your good wishes. I love the work as it gives me some peace. But back there at home, it's only disappointment that awaits me.
Why? What happened?
It's my son. He is doing extremely well academically, but his company and daily outings seem to have had a negative impact on his behavior. It's been a year since I heard from him. I fear the worst.
Don't worry, Ajay. A year can do a lot to a person.
It has been a year, and tech teaching has made waves in America. After a successful pilot phase, Ajay along with his team are back in India to attend the annual WEC conference.
A study proved that instruction centered on character development helped improve students' academic performance and communication skills, thus promoting a stronger sense of independence and confidence.
It is inspiring to see such a noble idea coming from a teenager. I'm sure you must have been a recipient of such an education system.
Sir, this utopian concept was already presented a year ago. The question still remains the same: practicality and applicability of the concept. Can you throw some light on the same, Mr. Praveen?
The only way in which schooling system can contribute to this is by seamlessly integrating value-based lessons with regular academic curriculum. It is the fusion of knowledge with values which will enable the students to be both responsible and successful in the society.
How do we make it interesting and appealing to the students?
I acknowledge that it is a challenge, but it works in conjunction with the concept of tech teaching, where we incorporate moral stories and value lessons in the form of animations and videos.
So here we go again. A burden on the existing jammed curriculum.
Of course not. There need not be separate modules. One value lesson abstracted from the existing lesson would mean seamless integration. Also, lessons on values would never be a burden, but a value addition on a student's personality.
Interesting. Now tell me, how would this cater to their professional success?
This program does not interfere with the professional development achieved by the existing tech teaching software. It only adds on to the professional development by incorporating values to mold the personality of the students, and also to equip students for the role of future leaders of India as persons of integrity and character, as embodiments of truth, justice, peace and love, and to confer on them the courage to stand up against injustice, indiscipline, immorality and falsehood. We do have a field visit to a school already implementing this concept. I am sure you will be able to appreciate once you experience that.
Thank you, Mr. Praveen. We eagerly look forward to this. Let us all break for the field visit. Thank you all.
Appa, I have been waiting for you for so long. How was your journey?
Oh, Praveen, the journey was good. But I don't understand what is happening right now.
Appa, are you shocked to see that your silly misbehaving son has become a good, responsible gentleman?
No, Praveen. Extremely elated and surprised too. What was it that you were presenting today? I seem to have heard it somewhere.
Not somewhere. It was right here, a year ago. Tuning tuts. Rings any bell?
Ah, yes. I remember. The paper which spoke about lessons on character building by school. A year ago in this very same place.
Yes. The same day when your success was met with a disappointment. Appa, I'm sorry for that behavior of mine. I'm ashamed of myself.
Praveen, mistakes do happen. I'm glad that you realized it. But what led to such a transformation?
I will tell you everything for sure as soon as we come back from the field visit.
Sure, Praveen. I wish you all the success.
The students and teachers of the Vikas Kendra High School welcome the honorable members of the World Education Council on this occasion of Teachers' Day. We request the distinguished guests to kindly take their seats. We will begin today's Teachers' Day program with a dance and drama presentation by the students of the school.
Sri Adi Shankara was the greatest expounder of the Advaita Veda. He had a large number of disciples coming to him for getting initiated into the Vedanta. One among them was Giri. Let us see the story of Giri, who later became the famous Totakacharya.
Padmapada, can I interrupt your thoughts?
You disturb me anyway, so please continue.
Can I come near you?
Yes, come.
Can I sit down here?
Yes, sit.
You will not get irritated, right? If I ask you something?
Yes, I have stopped getting irritated with you. Ask.
Atato Brahma Jignyasa. What does it mean?
Giri, Gurudev explained this to us 2 days ago.
Yes, he did. But I didn't understand.
So, am I the alternative for that?
Please understand my difficulty, Brother Padmapada. See, I cannot ask Sureshwaracharya. He is older than the Guru and is as difficult to understand as Guru is and totally immersed in Vedanta. I can't ask Hastamalaka. He holds Brahman in his palms. So, only you are left now. You are like my elder brother. That is why I am asking you. By the way, why are you writing the same book again and again and again?
Giri, no one writes the same book again and again. It is Gurudev's Brahma Sutra commentary that I am writing. My uncle burnt that book out of envy. That is why I am writing it again. Gurudev has told all the chapters to me from his memory. I am writing those now.
How does Gurudev remember everything? Gurudevaya Namo Namaha. Giri, why are you disturbing Padmapada? If you have any doubts, ask me, not him. Oh, Shiva Shiva, I don't know what is there in store for me now. Pahimam, Pahimam.
Giri used to wake up every morning and serve the Guru from morning till he went to bed. One day, when Giri was serving food to Adi Shankara,
Giri, have you had your food?
No, Gurudeva.
I told you not to wait for me, right?
Okay, Gurudeva. I'll do it from tomorrow.
You said the same thing yesterday.
No, Gurudeva. I cannot do that. How can I eat before you?
Giri, I won't be with you all the time.
No, Gurudeva. You will be with me always.
Hey, Astamalaka. Now you are the one to whom I can speak my heart out.
Padmapada and Sureshwaracharya keep writing something or the other. Everyone told that I shouldn't be disturbing you and leave you alone. I came to know that you were also dumb when you joined here as a small boy. I mean, you never read anything or did your duties properly, just like me. And when Guru asked you, you said that you are Sat Chit Ananda. I want to know if this story is true or false. If true, you just smile. If it is false, then be the same. Giri, oh no, not again. He will shout at me now. Acharya, can you tell me the story of your defeat?
How many times will you ask me the same story? You better sleep.
What is there in that? A mother always repeats the same story to her child daily.
Please, sleep. I will tell you some other day.
Okay, Acharya.
The next day, Shankara is seated with his disciples to give his morning discourse, when suddenly he realizes that Giri is missing.
Giri is not seen here. Where is he?
He has gone to the river, Gurudev.
Then we shall wait until he returns.
Gurudeva, Padmapada, Hastamalaka, Sureshwaracharya have all gained the ultimate knowledge. When will I be worthy to continue Bhagavad Pada's tradition of knowledge? When will I be worthy to offer Guru Dakshina, Gurudeva? Please grant me intelligence. Please bless me, Gurudeva. Please grant me the knowledge and wisdom, Gurudeva.
Gurudev, why are we waiting for Giri? He is not going to achieve anything. Teaching Giri is like teaching the walls. Giri is no better than these walls.
Padmapada, we will wait for Giri. You have all the knowledge in the universe, my dear Giri. It is all yours.
Acharya!
अखिल शास्त्र सुधा जलधे महितोपनिषत् कथितार्थ निधे हृदये कलये विमलं चरणं भव शंकर देशिक मे शरणं करुणा वरुणालय पालय मां भव सागर दुख विदूर हृदम् रचयाखिल दर्शन तत्त्वविदं भव शंकर देशिक मे शरणम्।
कम हियर तोटकाचार्य।
द सीमिंगली डम डिसाइपल गिरी वॉज हेंस कॉल्ड तोटकाचार्य सिंस ही कंपोज दीज वर्सेस इन द मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट तोटका मीटर। This incident reveals that mere intellectual comprehension of the philosophical problems is only of secondary importance, while a right attitude and reverence are very necessary in gaining true knowledge.
I hope you all enjoyed the program. Here you would have witnessed the outcome of character building imbibed in the curriculum, which inspires the students at such young age to come up and present such profound concepts. The play was entirely scripted and directed by the students themselves.
Brilliant play. I agree with you, sir. But by witnessing just this one program, how can we conclude that this school brings out students embedded with excellent values and character?
Good question indeed. There are various other daily activities to inculcate such qualities in the students.
Namaste, Ram Prasad ji. What a pleasant surprise. Is this your school? Is this a part of your program Tuning Tots that you were discussing with me earlier? Gentlemen, please meet Mr. Ram, my mentor and inspiration in this journey of transforming the education system.
Yes, Santosh. This is part of Tuning Tots, and Praveen is one of the active volunteers who is spearheading the movement here. And to answer your question, gentlemen, the foundation of education here is EduCare. You can see here, the day of the students begin at 5 a.m. with prayers leading to physical exercises and games. Then, the student is involved in self-reliance activities which exemplifies the dignity of labor. After this, these students begin their academic pursuit based on the foundation of ancient Gurukula system. Value-oriented learning becomes an integral part of the curriculum. In the evening, the students proceed to challenge their body and strengthen their physical and core by participating in sports and games, where they nourish the aspect of teamwork and acumen in overcoming adversities. Then, the student proceeds to strengthen his mind by participating in community prayer, which helps him in developing a unique bond with his chosen Lord. In this way, during the day, the nourishment of body, mind, and soul is achieved by the student. End of the day, the student is ready to be an ideal citizen, wedded to the service of society.
Please forgive us, Mr. Ram. We are awestruck by the phenomenal display of character building in action here. Every aspect of the day is so meticulously planned. The youth is provided with an education which cultivates their intelligence and equips them with the physical and mental discipline.
I am so proud of you, my son.
Appa, I am really very happy that everyone is convinced about the practical implementation of this concept. I am happy more so because now this can be taken to thousands of students, transforming their lives, giving an ideal citizen to the society.
I am happy looking at you happy, Praveen. But what transpired you to change? Will you break the mystery now at least?
Sure, Father. It all happened 6 months ago. One night, I was heading back home from a party. That's when my bike met with an accident. All I could remember is a group of people running towards me, seeing me in agony. Some of them tried reaching for contacts from my phone and calling for help. Evidently, no one turned up. Later, I opened my eyes to find myself in the hospital with Mother and some unknown faces around me. The unknown faces were seemingly comforting Mother with all soothing words. However, later I bombarded them with various questions like, where are my friends? Do they know about my whereabouts? All my questions met with a silence and a reassuring smile. I searched for my phone to see if my friends had tried calling. But why did they not turn up? To my utter shock, I saw the onlookers had tried reaching to my friends, but most of them had given reasons for not being able to come. Some even denied knowing me. The doctor assured me about my improved health. He said that I was lucky to have such good friends who saved my life. That was a moment of epiphany. Who were my friends? These unknown faces that took care of me like a brother, or the known faces that ignored me when I needed them? They all took turns to be awake in the night in the hospital. They took care of me till I was completely well. I was awestruck looking at their selfless love and compassion. I asked what made them so compassionate towards a stranger. They all owed it to their mentor and his teachings. They told their stories of transformation influenced by their teacher. This made me curious to know about their teacher and his teachings. My curiosity brought me to this lovely place, and from then on, I am here being part of this memorable journey.
My God, what a life-changing incident. But I am ashamed of myself. I am really sorry, Praveen. I, being your father, wasn't with you when you needed me the most.
Congrats, Praveen. I can see that the presentation has been a success. The whole of the WEC committee was evidently impressed with the campus culture. Everyone is praising you there, and you are here?
Thank you, sir. And this is my father.
Oh, wonderful. Today is indeed full of surprises. Sorry to interrupt the father-son conversation.
Not at all, Ram. Indeed, it is my privilege to have met you now. I am really indebted to you. You and your students have saved my son's life. And not just that, but also have given him a way to lead a meaningful life. Humanity indeed is the basis of a true life.
Yes, Appa, very true. Educare rather than education is what has to be imparted to every child. And this process has to be facilitated by the school and the teachers.
Rightly said, Praveen. Educare is all about bringing out what is within, virtues, core values, and so on. Educare, when expanded, means education, devotion, understanding, compassion, action, reverence, and enlightenment. This is the real process that would make the young minds torchbearers, to light the lamp of love in the hearts of people and make our motherland shine.
All the kinds of education that we give today are simply taking the form of ill education, wrong education these days. The spiritual education, on the other hand, comes from the depths of one's heart and it is always associated with love or prema. What is associated with prema is spiritual knowledge. What is associated with selfishness is ordinary. Where there is prema, there is forbearance. Where there is selfishness, there is always room for bad quality.
Love lives by giving and forgiving. Self lives by getting and forgetting.
That is why we say love lives by giving and forgiving, whereas self lives by getting and forgetting.
धर्मम चल जीवन का धार तेरे वंदन से करते हैं दिन की शुरुआत सत्यम वद धर्मम चल जीवन का धार ऐ मालिक ज्योति से इसकी रहस्य
मन धर्मम चल जीवन काला सत्यम मन धर्मम चल जीवन काला.
త్రిలోకపాలిని జగదీశ్వరి
बोलो नमः शिवाय बोलो बोलो सब मिल बोलो नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय बोलो बोलो सब मिल बोलो नमः शिवाय झूठ जटा में गंगा धारी झूठ जटा
जगतपते हरि साई गोपाला, जगतपते हरि साई गोपाला, मथुराधिपते कृष्ण गोपाल, मथुराधिपते कृष्ण गोपाल, मधुर मधुर हे गान विलोला, मधुर मधुर हे गान विलोला, जगदोदारा सैनंदलाला, जगदोदारा सैनंदलाला, जगतपते हरि साई गोपाला, मथुराधिपते कृष्ण गोपाल, मधुर मधुर हे गान विलोला, जगदोदारा सैनंदलाला, जगदोदारा सैनंदलाला,
I'm gonna make it. Swami Satya Sai Hare Bhakta Jana Samrakshaka Bhakta Jana Samrakshaka Bhakti Maheshwara Umbe Jagadishare Sashi Vadana Shrikara Sarva Pranapati Swami Sarva Pranapati Ashrita Kalpanatika Ashrita Kalpanatika Apan Pandava Unde Jagadishare Mata Pita Guru Devam Mariyantayurive Swami Mariyantayurive Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nada Brahma Jagannatha
Sai Baba Ji Ki Jai.